summer day out there, Saskatchewan. Right now, Saskatoon 27, Regina 28. Regina is going to heat up to about, what are they saying, 34, 35 degrees this afternoon. And with the heat, possibility of some typical summer afternoon thunderstorms. Nice to see some precipitation if we could get something out of this. I'm wondering how many of our farm folks, how they're feeling about the announcement that came overnight that the acquisition of Viterra, the takeover of Viterra by Bungie, is now complete. And this all got started about 2 years ago when they first announced it, and it's had to go through all these different approvals in different countries, but it's all a go now. So what's that going to mean for farmers? Good news, bad news? Thought we'd get a view on this from Kelvin Heppner. He's on the line from Altona, Manitoba. He's a farmer, and he's an ag journalist with Real Agriculture. Hey, Kelvin, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Brent.
No problem at all. So, from your work in the ag community, what are you seeing and hearing? Is this good, bad, or indifferent for most of our farmers?
Well, there's been a lot of concern about this, about reduced competition and consolidation. University of Saskatchewan report that was commissioned by farm groups from Saskatchewan and Alberta a year or two ago raised a lot of these concerns. The Competition Bureau also raised some concerns, but in the end, the Canadian government approved it earlier this year. And like you said, as of yesterday, the deal is official. Viterra is now part of Bungie. I think a lot of it hinges on Bungie is a minority shareholder in G3, which competes with Viterra in a lot of markets across the countryside and also at port, especially on the West Coast. And so a lot of it hinges on how Bungie implements the firewall that the company is supposed to implement between it and G3, of which it holds an ownership stake. Bungie itself is big into crushing canola and soybeans in Canada. They're the largest crusher or have the most crush facilities in Canada. Viterra, on the other hand, is more so into the grain origination and the logistics, the elevators, running those 60-some elevators across Western Canada. And so there's not direct competition there, but once you put G3 into the picture, that's where a lot of the concerns arise, and we'll have to see how this unfolds. There's a lot of big unanswered questions that we hope to get answers to here in the coming weeks.
They say they got to keep their head office in Regina for 5 years. So that's one aspect of this. Not that that really matters, I guess, for farmers. I guess at the end of the day, what's the bottom line, though, for farmers? I know that U of S study that you talked about earlier, it talked about, what, a $700 million loss to Canadian farmers with this?
Yeah, that's under the assumption that G3 is operated underneath Bungie and that there isn't separate or competition between the Bungie and G3 facilities. So that is supposed to have been protected under the Canadian government's conditions for this deal going ahead, but we'll have to see how that goes ahead. There's certainly going to be some market factors here that the dust needs to settle here. One of the big questions as well is the construction of that canola crush plant that Viterra had proposed to build in Regina. It was supposed to likely have been the world's largest canola crush plant, and we have not seen a lot of new development on that, and I'm curious whether we see confirmation in the coming days of those plans being officially canceled, or if there's still any chance of that going ahead. That certainly would have been great news for demand for domestic processing capacity here, and certainly helped farmers in terms of farm gate prices and demand for this key crop across the prairies.
Kelvin Heppner is our guest, a farmer himself, ag journalist with Real Agriculture. But at the end of the day, there's nothing we as farmers can really do about this as far as doing business. As you say, it's more and more these big multinationals now, fewer and fewer of them. So it becomes pretty limited for farmers as to how they're going to market their products or make use of some of their services.
Yeah, exactly. And part of this is kind of an epilogue or another epilogue in the chapter book of the Saskatchewan Wheat Pool. Mm-hmm. Of course, the Sask Wheat Pool formed Viterra in 2007 when it bought Agricore United. Then Glencore and the Canada Pension Plan Investment Board came into the picture with funding. And now, as of today, kind of the transformation from a farmer-run pool to this global company is essentially complete. It's now Bungie. It's now this multinational company. They have 37,000 employees around the world, operations in 50 countries, more than 40 port facilities. So this is a big company now. And in tradition, grain industry tradition, it's a cultural thing to run these companies in a very tight-lipped fashion. And so trying to find some of the nuggets in terms of what this means for our farmers here across the prairies. It's certainly something that we're working hard at, and we'll continue working at here in the coming weeks.
Sure, and with, as you say, such a massive company, worldwide company, it probably can't turn on a dime anyway, that I would imagine any change would be a little more gradual. But one thing that did catch my eye when I was looking at some of the information this morning, that part of the clearance, the approval process, actually had to come out of China, and I guess that speaks to the worldwide spread of what Bungie is all about.
Yeah, exactly. This deal, like you said, was announced back in 2023. It's been over 2 years in the making, and the Canadian approval was one of the big ones. That one came earlier this year, back in January, and they were awaiting Chinese government approval, regulatory approval, and that came a couple weeks ago. And so, yeah, now that was kind of the final hurdle. It is now over the finish line. And like you said, that's also what our sources are saying, that integration has started, but it's going to take some time, and they're still sorting through how this is going to affect field operations. And that's certainly, from a farmer's perspective, I'd encourage all producers, of course, and they know this, to talk to their local elevator reps to figure out what it means for their local contacts and places where they can sell and deliver grain.
Absolutely. Kelvin Heppner, appreciate your insight. We'll talk again. Thanks for your time.
Sounds good. Thank you for having me again.
You bet. Kelvin Heppner, farmer and ag journalist with Real Agriculture, checking in this morning, just talking a little bit about the takeover of Viterra by Bungie, now complete. Big, massive, worldwide company. Impressive to see. As far as the farm community, I'm sure it's probably going to be a bit of a wait and see as well as to how much it's going to impact our individual farmers here in Western Canada. Anything you might have to think on that, we'd love to hear from you on our text line, 1-877-332-TALK, 1-877-332-8255. Coming up here, we're going to the dogs. Coming up here after 11:30 this morning, Conrad Keller is going to join me. He is a head trainer with Sunshine Service Dogs. I don't know if he's bringing a dog in studio or not, but it'd be kind of cool to see. But he brings an interesting topic to the Evan Bray Show today. There is no specific legislation in place for service dogs. I'm going to dig into that with Conrad Keller. Like, I'm thinking, you mean I could order like a service dog vest for my animal off Amazon, throw it on him, and then go about my duties around the city or around the province and go into a business and say, oh, no, this is a service dog. But he thinks we got to do something as far as some sort of regulation on that. And he's also here to answer any questions you might have. If you got a problem dog, he's going to be here till noon. We'll get going just after the news here in just a moment. You got a dog query, you can text it if you like, or you can call 1-877-332-8255. Happy to be with you on this sunny Thursday. Brent Laux filling in on the Evan Bray Show on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.